Greetings, everyone. Amidst all the changes, adjustments, and challenges of the past several months, a major one has been the toll that these months have taken on our human bodies, and more specifically, on our senses. We know that for those who have contracted COVID, that literally is true. They have, in many cases, lost their taste and their smell. But merely living in a COVID world has made our sensing all the more difficult. Sometimes it's hard to hear and to see nowadays. Many a days I just want to close my eyes and shut my ears off to all that I see and hear. We're not allowed to touch. Everything from the missalettes to one another has been affected. And try tasting and smelling through the mask. That's a different experience. Yes, the COVID reality and all the precautions have done a number on our senses. And because we are human beings, because we learn through our senses, that has affected our understanding. These times of COVID, because they have affected our senses, have robbed us of much. And we may seem to be losing our sense today. What a perfect time then to enter this section of St. Matthew's Gospel. Today and for the next 3 weeks, we'll be reading from Matthew 13, and it's the parable section of Matthew. And when asked why he teaches in parables, Jesus today gives the answer. He uses parables which are so physical and common, which are so tangible and sensible, quite frankly, because the people have lost their senses. He tells us today they look, but they do not see. They hear, but they do not understand. Quoting the prophet Isaiah, he says, "Gross is the heart of this people." And while it's not for me to say that any of our hearts are gross, our senses certainly are affected. And Jesus, through the parables, engages our senses. He begins this weekend with the first parable, the one of the sower and the seed. What's interesting to note is where Jesus tells these parables from. We find him today at the sea. He leads the people out of the house and onto the Sea of Galilee. They're standing there on the beach. And what a beautiful place where the senses can be engaged. How often we go to the shore, to the coastline, and we breathe in deeply, we smell and we taste, we hear. The coast so often is a place where the senses can be engaged freely, where we can experience peace, and how important that we do so. Jesus giving us these parables by the sea is significant. It's not only where Jesus tells these parables, but of course, it's what these parables say. And with this parable of the sower and seed, a lot is said. We could reflect on the sower himself, who is so generous and foolish. In fact, if he worked for me, I would fire him. Because he's wasting the seed. The seed is money and it's going everywhere. Not only on the rich soil, but even on the road and the rocky ground. Focusing on the sower could be a homily in and of itself. So generous. Or we could focus on the seed. How powerful the word of God to implant and to produce 100, 60, or 30-fold. But more often than not, when we hear this parable, we focus on the soil. We think, of course, of you and me, the rocky ground, the rich ground. And fair enough, the soil offers a good examine for us. And it's good to do that, to examine ourselves. How rich are we? St. Paul examines that himself. He says, creation is groaning. It's in labor pains. St. Paul is a brave guy. I usually don't mention labor pains because nothing is comparable to that. Any husband knows not to say anything about labor pains. He'll get a punch. Paul didn't have a wife. And he compares the groans of creation to the labor pains. Creation is still groaning. What about the seed? That word of God. Yeah, we are attentive to the groans and the pains of our creation. But the hope is found in the seed. That word of God that has been planted in the earth, that has been planted in you and me. And that word, that seed, has power to save. And that's the hopeful part of this parable. That's the good news. Because there is something to hear and to see. The word of God. There is something to touch and to smell. The effect of that word. There is something to be perceived. And in perceiving, we are healed. And it's time, my friends, that we notice, perceive, and appreciate the Word of God. How powerful, how saving, how true. This weekend, over at Longwood Gardens, there's a lot of attention on a particular plant named sprout. Perhaps you've heard of him. This is an incredible plant. It's a corpse flower. There's thousands of people watching it this weekend, both online and over there at Longwood, because it's ready to sprout. It's ready to bloom. And as the website describes it, it will bloom a putrid peak. Just looking at this corpse flower, which I would invite you to do, is an amazing sign of creation. It's an amazing sign that can point to God. And what this is about to do is amazing. The power of the seed. The power of God. In the early church, in the writings of the 12, the Didache, they prayed a prayer. They said, Father, we thank you. Who has planted your holy name into our hearts? Knowledge and faith and life eternal, Jesus, your Son, to us impart. And so he has imparted and planted his Son, Jesus, into us, into our hearts. This week marks 4 months since we've entered this COVID time in this part of our world. And over this time, we've been much inside. We've been drawn in some ways, to ourself. It's time now to examine our senses, to wake up a bit, and to perceive the work of God and his word, and to allow his word to be furthered in us, to allow his word to be effective in us, to allow his word to come forth from us. Recently, a Benedictine abbey out in Oregon, Abbot Jeremy Driscoll, he said something which I think is quite beautiful and so important in addressing this time. He said, the cross of Jesus absorbs all the world's evil into itself. But we have to receive this gift from God. It's got to land somewhere. That reconciling power can land in us. My friends, on this weekend, when we remember and hear the sower and the seed, let us pray, God, that that seed may be welcomed and land into our hearts and into our minds. And seeing and hearing and believing that word, we may grow in understanding and come to our senses in a world that is losing its senses. God be with you today.